I tried to preach just a little while on fulfilling the law of Christ, and I thought I was done with that, but then I had to text Josh, and I told him if he didn't care not to put that on the website, because I just could not get away from that. And I've got to try to go a little bit further with that, or at least get it off my heart. I didn't get hardly enough of it in to feel like I got done with it, but I guess just to think about that, when it says fulfilling the law of Christ, we know the law is a commandment. Moses, the first five books of the Bible, is called Moses' Law, and the Lord gave Moses the commandments, and he brought them down from the mound. So we think about that, and we know in the 13th chapter of John, he says, a new commandment I give you is to love one another. And so what I really want to try to get to in this is Jesus Christ is our ultimate example in everything. Amen. I think a whole lot of Brother Tony and Lawrence and Lauren and Josh and all of y'all, I look up to all of y'all. I really do. Y'all just mean the world to me. But if we're going to look up to somebody, we need to look up to Jesus. Amen. And he is our ultimate example. And now I want to be able to, I didn't feel like just seems like lately I don't know what's wrong with me, but I ain't been getting my points across as well. And I want to get this point across. It's how we're to carry each other's burdens. Right now, we're living in a time where that's more important than I've ever seen. We've got people among us that's hurting. We've got people among us that are sick. We've got people among us that's lost loved ones. We've got people among us that's got children that are lost. We've got people among us that's got grandchildren are lost. We've got people among us that's going through hardships financially. We've got people among us that's got going through all kinds of things. And we need to carry each other's burdens. And I'm so thankful that we've got the ultimate example in that, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to read from over here in Corinthians, and that's what I was going to read last week, but there's some places and things that he showed me even this week that I never saw in it before, and I pray that we'll be able to get some of these things out. But it says in the 14th verse of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, "For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not of the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not of the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were the hearing, where would be the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one, and if they were all one member, where were the body? Members yet, but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more of those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And the uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God have tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lay. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer. And with it, and one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. And my thought is still in Galatians over there, and I pray that we'll be able to get this out in a way to be pleasing unto the Lord. But bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And we read over there, and you're hearing about how the body and how it takes different parts to make up the body, different parts of the members, the eye, the nose, and it goes on and on. Each part makes up the member of the body. And we realize, it says in Ephesians chapter 5, that Christ is the head of the body. So he is always where he, it said over there, he sets the members in the body as it pleases him. So he is always our direction, and he's always our example. He is always what we look to. He's always the leadership, and he's always our prime example, being our head. Then we always should look to Jesus for the answer and how we should handle ourselves. And I know when we begin to think about carrying each other's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ, and that's the commandment, and I believe that. And how we do carry out that commandment, it's just plainly telling us that, is carry one another's burdens. If we truly love one another, we will suffer with one another. If one of us suffer, we should all suffer. If one of us rejoice, then every one of us should be able to rejoice. But we find in the scripture over in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and it seems like I've been on this a lot lately, but this chapter means so much to me. It was prophesied before Christ ever come, and he gave it word to word what he went through, and that's such a blessing to me that it was before he ever stepped your foot here on earth that all was prophesied. But listen, it says, He is despised and rejected of men, of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid our faces from him and despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten, and afflicted. Listen to me. He has carried our burdens. He has carried our sorrows. He has carried our burdens. He suffers with us. And I guess I always just looked at that just at the cross. But brothers and sisters, he suffers with us all the time. And everything that we go through, I want you to realize he loves us. He loves us and he cares for us. And I believe in all my heart, when we're going through things, he goes through them with us. He is our Savior. He is within us. He knows when we hurt. And I believe he goes through that pain with us. And that means so much to me. To think that the God of heaven suffers with me. And I want you to know we're not going to go through this alone. We've not went through nothing alone. If you've been saved by God's grace, he is within you. And I want you to know, if you're a member of this church or any God set up church, he's within that church also. He come to it in a way of the comforter. And I want you to realize today, he's in our midst today. He loves us and he wants to protect us. He wants to help us. He wants to carry our burdens. He is able to carry it when we're not able. I see so many today that are hurting, and I want to fix it. I think, well, maybe I can fix this, or I can say this, and I can call this when I can go see him or her, and I'll say this, or listen to me. I really don't have the words. Brother Heath told us the other day in the funeral, we have the word of God to comfort one another with. And there's words of God that we can. But I truly don't have the words. But I want you to know I can love you. I can wrap my arms around you. I can cry with you. I want you to know I can pray with you. I can suffer with you. And I want you to know there comes a time, listen people, if we suffer and we'll humble ourselves to God, we'll see a day that we get to rejoice too.
I believe a day's coming that he's going to send a revival here. And we're going to see souls saved. And we're going to get to rejoice with one another. I've got to believe that. Right now, yes, we may be going through the fire. We may be being tried. But listen, if we'll hang on, we'll stick together, and we'll let Christ be our hand and our prime example how we should handle ourselves. I believe in all my heart we're going to rejoice. He's buried her sorrows, and he still does. Listen, on the Hebrew letter in the 4th chapter in the 15th verse, it says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." When it says he can't be touched, he's been through it. Amen. He's been through every bit of it. And there ain't nothing we can go through he ain't been through. And he'll go through it with us. He loves us. And right now, we're going to find out how much we love him. Our churches as a whole are going to find out how much we love him. Us as each individual are going to find out what we're made of. I tried to talk to Sister Lisa Brunner the other day on the phone, and I tried my best. I tried my best when I talked to some of them or some that's going through so much more now, more than I can ever imagine. I talk to Daniel. I try my very best to be strong and listen to them and not. But if we truly love them, we can't just do that. We can't pretend that it's all right. When they're hurting, we're going to hurt too. In the 11th chapter of John, it talks about, in the beginning of the chapter, it says Jesus had these friends. One of them was named Lazarus, one was named Martha, and one was named Mary. He loved them. One of them grew sick to the point of death. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Lazarus sleepeth." And they said, "Lord, if he sleepeth, he doeth well." And then he just plainly said, "Lazarus is dead." We find dead after Jesus had tarried several days. He tarried behind. He didn't just go on. He tarried several days. And then he went to where his friends was. He come to Martha, and Martha said, "If you had not tarried, my brother would have lived." And he went on, and they went and got married. Mary come to it. I want to go here. I guess I've always looked at this a little different, but he showed me something the other day that I've never been able to see in this. And maybe you have, and maybe I've just been blinded by it. But it said, When Mary was come, there Jesus saw him, and she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." And when Jesus, therefore, listen to me, what it says here, saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled. Listen to me. When he saw his friends hurting, when he saw his disciples hurting, when he saw them hurting inside, he buried their burdens. it troubled him. I used to think because it troubled him so, and it said Jesus wept, well, that's because of their lack of faith. But it wasn't that. He is our prime example and bearing each other's burdens. He cared. When they saw them crying, when they saw them hurting, it made him groan with inside. It made him sorrowful. And then it said, Jesus wept. I want you to know he carried their burdens. Surely, if Jesus Christ himself can carry our burdens, we can carry each other's. Don't you quit. I would say, don't you quit on me. But you can quit on me and it won't make that much of a difference. It might hurt my feelings. But don't you quit on the one that died for you. Amen. Don't you quit on the one that carried our griefs and our sorrows all the way to the cross and he hung there. Don't you quit because he loves you. Don't you quit. Don't give up on him. Don't give up on each other. What better example have we got of carrying each other's burdens and fulfilling the law of Christ? Is loving one another even as he has loved us. Don't quit. Don't give up. We have no place to quit. And when I get to the point that I'm down and out and the parking lot is not as full as it was 2 months ago, and when I'm telling my wife, I don't know if I do this anymore, don't y'all quit. Amen. Y'all love me. Amen. Y'all help me carry the burden. I'm trying my best to help y'all, but I need it too. I'm no better than any of you are. I need your prayers. I need your encouragement. And so do you need mine. We need one another. Jesus wept. Why did he wait? What's caused our weak in faith? You can say that. I've said it over and over. But I believe he wept because they were hurt. And he loved them. And he said, this is the way you're to act. When your brother and sister hurts, you weep with them. And when they rejoice, you rejoice with them. I believe that's what it says in Romans chapter 12. And I'll be done. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Jesus wept. You can say if what it, he saw the ones he loved hurt. Don't think he don't see us today. He sees us when we hurt. Hang in our little church. Amen. We're not done yet. Amen. To that eastern sky bust is wide open. Until they lay me in the grave, till they lay you in the grave, we're not done yet. Amen. Don't give up. I love you this morning. But I tell you one that loves you more. Amen. And that's Jesus Christ. Yep.
He was our prime example of how we're to love one another. No greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. He truly has gave all glory for us. Amen. Let's love one another. That's my little message. We'll have a song, or if you got one, Brother Josh, and maybe I'm done with this subject now, maybe I'm not. I tell you this, I've got to where I don't worry about that kind of thing as much as I used to. I want to tell you something. God knows what we stand in need of, not Jeff Likens. I used to argue with him all through the week. He'd give me a thought, and I'd think, Lord, that don't look like what we need right now. And I want to tell you something. If you think you know more than him, he'll let you try. I've tried it a time or two and come out looking like a big old dummy. So I've decided he knows more than I do. So I just let him have his way, and then I'll just follow. What example we've got. He's the head of our little body. Let's let him be that. Go ahead with your song, brother.